Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP. We're in Los Angeles, where we'll sit down with Gavin Newsom in a few hours. Newsom is the Democratic candidate for governor, and the heavy favorite to lead the nation's most populous state. Every time we come to California on Politico business, sometimes a half a dozen times a year, we are confronted with a vivid paradox. For all the interconnectedness of modern life, in which geographical distance should be irrelevant, we sense immediately in conversations the cultural and intellectual distance from Washington. To say California is the heart of the resistance is an understatement. The place is burning with anti-Trump sentiment, from the tech hub of San Francisco and Silicon Valley to here in LA. You can't get into an Uber without a discussion of Trump. California is one of the decisive arenas for American politics, the home of many of the most important personalities and ideas dominating DC and our political culture. Thematically, many of the themes in American politics here are playing out in miniature. The debate over the Democratic Party's aged leaders, Feinstein and Pelosi, the question about how far left Democrats should go. Many Republicans say the Golden State is giving the nation a preview of where the national GOP is heading, absent a major course correction on immigration policy. The state is battling over gas tax repeal, high business taxes, and the role of the federal government in a massive high-speed rail project. Consider this. Nancy Pelosi or Kevin McCarthy both have better than even chances to be the next Speaker of the House. They're both at the top of the food chain in Washington with incredible sway over their party. Newsom is already being talked about as a 2020 candidate, as is Senator Kamala Harris, who's in her first term representing California in the Senate. President Donald Trump elevated Representative Maxine Waters yesterday as, quote, the leader of the Democratic Party. Waters is likely to be the top Democrat on the Financial Services Committee if her party takes back the House. And Representative Adam Schiff is a top Democrat on the Intel Committee and has been heavily involved in probing and discussing allegations of misdeeds in the Trump administration. And there's Representative Devin Nunes. He chairs the panel and has been the subject of much attention as well. The House majority will be in a big part decided here. Six Republican seats either lean Democratic or are toss-ups. Many Republicans have been doomed by the tax bill, which hit high-tax states like this one hard. And of course, there's California Attorney General Javier Becerra. He has been among the most active law enforcement officials in trying to push back against the Trump administration. The top talker this morning is the Washington Post's Ben Terrace, up with a story on the Kellyanne and George Conway marriage. Chris Cadalego has a piece up on a new theory that President Trump could not only survive a Democratic impeachment effort, but it would guarantee his victory in 2020. And Alex Eisenstadt and Annie Carney report that Steve Bannon is attempting a political resurrection by launching a pro-Trump rapid response and polling operation ahead of the midterms. President Trump spoke with the Wall Street Journal about trade. He said tariffs will rescue the U.S. steel industry in an impromptu interview Wednesday in the Oval Office. CNN is reporting that Nancy Pelosi has raised an eye-popping $83 million for the DCCC this election cycle. And on the Paul Manafort trial front, Darren Samuelson emailed us that jurors are set to deliberate this morning. It's unknown how long they will meet for, but reporters covering the trial are hoping for at least a 10-minute heads up when they come to a decision. In the juice, we've got Christians United for Israel running a $250,000 TV and digital ad criticizing Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota for her stance on Iran. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.